It's time to wipe down that steering wheel. Make sure you've got that duct tape fresh and out of its cellophane wrapper. And also, guess what? You're going to make sure that trunk is secure. You don't need that thing flapping up and down when you're driving down the road with the body in the back. It's, hey, man, nice shirt. And if that intro's any hint of where we're going tonight, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, it's going to get a little fucking weird. Nick Delicati, Logan Ryan, what the fuck is going on, bruh?
Crown-roiling
it up,
people.
In a flannel.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. I'm doing whiskey tonight. I'm doing the old
whiskey.
So I'm doing Crown, the Blender's Mash. Okay. I've been really, as you can see, I've been enjoying myself. It's about 2/3 done. This, along with two other bottles, was brought to me by my neighbor. That's a shout out to you, Mr. Iggy. he brought over 3 bottles of whiskey just to bring them over. Ooh. Then today, that was about a week ago. Today, we're all outside. Ooh. Kids having fun in the street. You know, their kids playing with my kids, having a good time, talking to the wife. He goes, hey, ask my wife, you like vodka? She goes, yeah, I like vodka.
Yeah.
How about here's 4 cases. 4 cases, so he gave us 40 total of those little nips. What do you call them in California? The little nip bottles, you know, the little one.
A little airline pilot. One, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Little frequent flyers.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Frequent flyers of watermelon vodka. I don't even know if I like watermelon vodka, but that's 40 drinks worth of watermelon vodka. My wife mixed it with, what do you want to know? Water. And a splash of Sprite. And she said it's fine.
I'm drinking
Iggy's whiskey.
Yeah, boy.
Cheers to you. So, Logan, should we get into it? This is what I have reached out to you. And I said, let's do a serial killer episode.
Yes.
I want to talk some shit.
Yes.
You love talking some shit. That is your bread and butter. That butters up your nuts.
He's
talking shit. Let's
real quick, hang on. You shouted out some drink. I got a new fresh drink, too, that I have to shout out. I also got a new fresh lid that I got to shout out. And then we're going to dive into this. And I can't wait to talk some shit. So, you know me, if anybody listens to this podcast on any regular basis, you know how much I love Sierra Nevada. This is Liquid Hoppiness. I've never had this before. I love it when my boys up in Sierra Nevada come up with some new fun stuff. I'm really, really excited about it. Their motto, family owned, operated, and argued over. Just, I love their vibe. I mean, it's one of the first beers I've ever had ever. In my mind, they can't do wrong. So this is going to,
well,
I put a lot of pressure on that, on this first drink, didn't I?
Yeah. It's either going to ruin your childhood or continue its legacy. Let's see where we're at.
It's so good. Oh my God. It's so good.
And the legacy lives on, people. It lives on.
That is clean. It's so clean. That's one of the things that I get worried about when they say that's a juicy IPA, that it gets too sweet. This is bright, not too sweet. It's got enough of that kind of funky,
not
just
tart.
IPA. No, it's not tart. Fuck tart.
I don't like those tart juices.
I don't either. I don't. And then we got the fresh lid today. Shout out to my friend. And our friend, the podcast friend, Sean over at Del Mar Car Care. If you are in the San Diego County and you need the best service ever on your vehicle, you got to go see Sean. Tell him that, hey, man, nice shirt sent you. Maybe he'll throw down a fresh lid. But yeah, shout out to Del Mar Car Care.
Hey, shout out to you, Sean. I appreciate that. Appreciate the lids, man. So here is what we're going to do. I said we are going to talk serial killers. We are both true crime fans. Now, we don't have a true crime podcast, but we do have a comedy podcast where we talk shit. And I think if there's anybody in this world that deserves to be talked about, shit related, okay? Is that how that works? If anybody in this world
formulated that
needs to have
correctly.
Shit talked about them.
There we go.
I'm back.
There we go.
I'm back.
There it is.
That deserve to have shit talked about them more in this world, it's serial killers, okay? And that old Subway guy, Jared Fogle, that guy deserves a little bit of shit too. Okay.
Wasn't he like a pedophile though? I feel like that's not. Mm-mm.
Still is. I don't think that label leaves you. I think it's, I think once you're a pedophile, you're pretty much always, you don't take back your touches. Yeah.
No take backs.
So we're going to talk some shit about. No. No give backs. We're going to talk serial killers. We may dive into the case a little bit. We may just talk shit about the craziness that surrounds them. But more than anything, I want to bring up some crazy fucking facts about these weird people that we let kill us. Here's the thing. You do so well in life and you let some stupid motherfucker just take you out. That pisses me off. I hate when they're stupid. I hate when they're so dumb. I hate incompetent people. And we'll talk about some incompetence here today. Some like Henry Lee Lucas. We'll get to him.
Wait, hang on a second. Hang on. Did we say the disclaimer that, hey, this is number one, this is comedy. We are still at our core a comedic podcast. We are going to talk some shit, and by no means are we intending to disrespect or offend families or anybody involved in any of the things that we're about to talk about. It's purely for a comedic who we are as Nick and I in our core. Who we are as human beings, sometimes we like to talk a little bit of shit. And so I don't know if you said that. Maybe you did. I don't know if I was paying attention or not. I don't know. I got a lot of things going on in my life, but I want to make sure that we have that said. And then now we can get into, hey, you know, if you're, yeah, because I feel like you saying that if you're, there's some dumb people. Yeah, let's just go. We're going to go, Nick.
Let's get it. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good disclaimer. That's probably a good point before we get rolling here is no disrespect to any of the loved ones that were affected by this. There's some dumb serial killers out there. Now we're going to talk number one right off the bat. I feel like this man has recently gotten some popularity, ironically, because he was 100 years ago, quite literally 100 years ago. Okay. And that is a man named Albert Fish. Have you heard of Albert Fish?
I have heard of Albert Fish, yes.
That's a tough one. Now, right off the bat, dumb name. Dumb fucking name. Albert Fish. His name wasn't even Albert. It was something like Henry or William. Nope. Something normal. He went by
Hamilton,
Albert.
Hamilton Howard Fish is his actual given name. And he went by Albert, which I don't know how you get Albert from Hamilton or Howard. What?
Both arguably better names. Call me Hammy, baby.
Call me Hammy.
You want a piece of Hammy? Howie. You want a little ham steak, baby?
Hey, want some of this ham? I got some ham right here for you. Dude,
yeah, check these thighs, baby. Yeah. So, well, he wouldn't be talking to he wouldn't talk like that to anybody because he was mostly into kids, which is so shitty. So shitty because he preyed on very young, and I'm talking as young as I think the one that I don't know if they confirmed it, but it was a popular unsolved case. He was a 4-year-old. That's young. Now Grace Budd, which is the one he got caught because of, and that is arguably the most famous one, I think she was 6. Now he was a traveling painter. Okay, he was an old man with his own kids. And his wife ran out on him and the kids. And he stayed there, became a great dad. Never once laid a finger on his kids. However, he was walked in on a couple occasions, slapping his own ass with a paddle, sticking needles into his penis hole.
Yeah.
And his kids caught him doing that.
He did some weird shit.
Some of the other things that a lot of pain. So he discovered that he liked pain when he was growing up in boarding houses and foster homes, where they were very, 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 very brutal to him. Like the nuns or whoever the fuck. Nuns are always brutal, okay? If you're a nun, there's no nuns listening. What am I saying? Shut up, nuns.
Well, yeah,
fuck
specifically
you.
Back then. I mean, this was like late 1800s, right? So he was born
when he was in the boarding homes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the nuns were just fucking cunts back then. I mean, they didn't even care. They're just like,
dude, huge
I'm
guns.
Gonna beat the shit out of you in the name of the Lord, is how I feel like they went about life. They're like, yep, you said the name, the Lord's name in vain. I'm going to fucking strike you with this ruler 17 times on your knuckles. Put your hand out, bitch. And that's how they were. That's exact. And they all had that deep, raspy voice because they smoked heaters like it was water. Like it was the Holy Spirit himself wrapped himself in paper, and they're like, "Hey, light me on fire." And I'm like, "Yeah, we will." And just sucking that shit down. And so they all had those raspy fucking voices, and they just beat you with rulers and just
that is right.
Yep.
And they couldn't put anything more fun in their mouth, so they did cigarettes.
That's right. That is out, and this is the smoke from Jesus. This is the Lord speaking to me in my mouth hole. That's what it was.
There's a devil in each one of these cigarettes, and we're gonna burn it to the tip.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
Goddamn. Well, he found out then that he really liked pain. He would get hard as a rock. Okay? And he held this under wraps until he was old. He was old. He claims he killed almost 100 people. Nah, I don't know if I believe that, but it came out in his 60s. And remember, this is in the 1920s when this shit was going down. When you're 65 in the 20s, you're at the end of your life, you're tiptoeing death's door right there.
I feel like that's equivalent to like 96 in today's like ages, right?
Yeah, I'm at mid 80s. I'm saying bottom of the line. Okay,
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Yeah.
But I think we're both in the same ballpark. So he was old, but apparently he had a grip like you wouldn't fucking believe. So he was a traveling painter.
Didn't he also target the mentally disabled as some of his victims too? So I mean, I feel like,
he might have.
Yeah, no, I'm.
Was that him that I think? Was that him that targeted the mentally challenged?
Yeah, mentally challenged.
Logan, he would have picked you up in a goddamn heartbeat. Holy shit!
Could you imagine, like just me just walking down the street and some like 68-year-old man just comes up to me and be like, "Hey, why don't you come with me in my van?" I'm like, "No." Do you really think I couldn't take a 68-year-old man? Give me any 68-year-old man to date, and I guarantee you I can take them out. They have brittle hips, bro.
When Mike Tyson turns 68, do you think you could fuck him up?
Okay, that's okay. There's one, but I'm also going to be older too, so I don't know that that's going to count. I mean, Mike's not that much older than I am. That's the crazy thing.
You said it here, pal. Yeah. You said it here. I'm just going off of what you're saying. Anyway, the shit that he did was crazy. It was fucking nuts. And it all came from him loving pain. Himself, he would be aroused by pain. So much so that he would shove sewing needles, in his gooch, in his ball bag, and in his ass. He would stuff his ass with cloth soaked in alcohol and light it on fire.
And hang on, and correct me if I'm wrong here too, but I also feel like he would leave it there. Not just like, I'm going to just poke. He'd put some shit in there and leave it.
His fucking butt trail was a pincushion, a permanent pincushion. If you see these x-rays, people, look this up. Look up Albert Fish's x-rays. There's like 50-something pins that show up in an x-ray, all from different stages of corrosion. That means some are new and some are old as fuck. He would put him in his own purse, his own little ball purse, you know? He would leave those, and then he couldn't sit. And people are like, "Hey, have a seat." And he's like, "I can't. I can't because I'm in so much pain."
I'm good. I'm gonna stand. I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'm good. I'm just going to stand right here. I'm just going to watch little kids walk around.
That is the most accurate. That is Albert Fish. Okay, that's got no more Nick Delicati as that voice. That is Albert Fish voice right there. Okay, that is. I want to just say this because it's not getting enough attention. He would soak cloth in alcohol, shove it up his chili hole, and light it on fire.
Where would you get an idea like that? I mean, you
couldn't Google it back in the day?
You didn't have the resources that we have today, right? So there's no Google. There's no. Do you
think he, like, one cup?
No, no two girls, one cup. You don't have the dark web where you get to see all that shit. I can't remember the name of the website, but there used to be a website back in the day where you could see some videos that were maybe murder, but they were probably all staged. You know, they didn't have any of that in the 1920s. I mean, shit, they barely had cars. So where is he talking to, like, some friends? Is he going, hey, George, I got a question for you. Sorry.
Oh, hey, George.
Please.
I got a question for you. Hey, you know, I'm a fan of pain. Do you like to have a little pinch of your nipples?
George's like, the fuck you talking about? I'm going to go over here and build a house with my bare hands.
And he'd be, oh, okay. Yeah, I see that. I see you working with your hands. What are you going to do with those nails? You going to use all those nails? Can I borrow a nail? How about you maybe hammer my penis to one of them studs on that wall over there? Oh, can you maybe do that for me? Just real quick. Oh, is that weird for you? Okay, I'm going to go over here.
Where does any of that come from?
I think he's the Christopher Columbus of the black of the dark web. He's the Christopher Columbus of the dark web.
He's the pioneer.
He's the original. This is what you base your shit on. Is shit that this fucking old cuck fucking was thinking.
Dude, how do you think of, okay,
I don't know how that,
I guess it's an escalation, right? If you really think about it, it's an escalation. All right, so I'm putting needles in my arm and I'm like, all right, that feels good. Where's the sensitive area? Oh, I know, my armpit. Let me go over to my armpit. And then it's like, all right, okay. I kind of like that. I'm a half erect.
Inner
now.
Thigh. Inner thigh. Yeah.
Let me go inner thigh. Let me go down to the inner thigh. That's just like poke. And they didn't know about, like, what's that vein that goes, like, you have a major artery that goes down your fucking thigh that they're, if you hit that, you're done. They didn't even know what that was back in that time, right? They fucking barely knew it. They didn't know what penicillin was. How did this guy not die of an infection?
I don't know.
That's the thing. He's sticking needles, and they're leaving them in there. He's leaving this shit in there to the, like you said, I've heard this. I've read it. It at different levels of corrosion is the right word because it's metal, right? At different corrosion, levels, yeah, of corrosion, right? So they clearly have been in there for a while. How did he not die of sepsis, of fucking shock for another one? I mean, did he figure out how to time it correctly where he's like, all right, that pain's kind of going away. I'm going to go ahead and shove another needle up my ass. And then where in God's green earth was he like, okay, all right. Okay. If I take this towel right here and I'd go ahead and dip it in some alcohol and I light that thing on fire when it's in my asshole, I wonder what that's gonna feel like.
What's worse?
That, oh, I feel, what's like worse? they don't even do that. They, like, you could talk to some fucking people at in intelligence and they're like, hang on, we didn't even do that shit in Guantanamo Bay, bruh. I mean, that's some next level. We ain't even fucking around with that.
Brutal. That's brutal.
Saddam Hussein would be like, hang on. hold on. No, I'm not doing that. Is he Indian? I don't think he's Indian. Sorry. That's super offensive. Whatever. However he speaks.
Oh, we're going to offend some people today.
Yeah, fuck yeah. This might be the episode where it gets us fucking canceled.
No,
by the way, I got a shit ton of texts today going, the fuck you guys, you don't have an episode out this week? I got like a lot of aggressive, of them were aggressive.
You know what I get? Dude, I get people fucking are like, you got lives? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. We don't live on this computer. We don't live in your ears, people. But that's okay. We do it for you.
Jesus.
That's all right. So I like this. Can you do that impression one more time? Because I want to hear that just in case anybody missed it. I want to make sure if you're going to cancel us, you want to hear it properly.
My Saddam Hussein, who's clearly Indian? Yeah, no. I'm probably not going to do that again.
Okay.
That is a torture
that's never been – even the torturers are like, you know what? Let's leave that guy's asshole alone.
Could you imagine how many matches he went through? Like seven. But I got one.
This towel and asshole and lighting on fire, I'm not fan of, says Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, is that in light of the new torture allegations that just came out? I'm not kidding. Wasn't that on the news?
I love that you said in light of, and we're talking about fire in someone's asshole. This is why.
Nice.
This is why we are who we are and how much I respect and love brains. You as a human being. Maybe it's a little Putin going, hey, I'm not a fan of sticking towel in Ukraine ass and lighting fire. I don't agree.
Yeah, or
maybe he does. Yeah. Fuck, I don't know.
And his arm barely works. So I imagine Putin trying to. Did you ever see that he can't walk with his arm swinging? It's all fucked up.
Jerks off too much.
Putin, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. No, he's never jerked off in the last 40 years. That man. Yeah,
they've got Bear. His name is Ivan. He comes over. The bear jerks me off. It's fine. No one knows. It's okay. Now
is there
possibility
in the world?
Now I'm slurring my words as a drunk Putin. Is this okay? It's just, I let the bear jerk off my dick. He's fine.
Dude, is there any possibility that Putin is gay under the cover?
Oh, 100%. Oh my God.
I think there's a chance. He rides horseback with his no shirt on. Yeah, okay, come on.
Sure.
Yeah, what are you, Superman? I'm kidding. I wish he was Superman because he'd fall off the horse and break his neck.
Oh, shit. All of our friends in San Francisco right now are going, oh, sweetheart, he is one of us. Mm-hmm. Snap, 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 motherfucker. Mm. Yeah, they're all
was.
Thirsty
I believe,
for fucking
you
what?
Went to say was.
Was one was. Of us? Oh, he right, because, yeah, we're upset.
Super right. dead hey, at this point.
Putin? He's not super dead.
No,
he's...
No. The old Superman.
Oh, no. I'm saying our friends in San Francisco are fans of Putin because he definitely has taken a cock to the throat. Is that the phrase that we use? Just a cock to the throat? And not to get us totally sidetracked from the serial killer thing, but I have to... We got to go down this a little bit of this rabbit hole. I think maybe.
That sounds a little piercing, a little stabbish.
Oh,
seems like.
But I feel like he'd
crush
like that.
Adam's apple.
I feel like.
Honestly enough, he's the gay that takes. He's not the gay that the Putin's apple. Yeah, it's my Vladimir apple.
This is my Vladimir apple. You touch it. I want your. Sausage to touch the Vladimir apple. It's what is?
Yeah, he's an aggressive taker too. He probably grabs you around the balls, just around the sack, like he's choking the life out of a kid, and just pulling it towards his chin. Now get out of here and bring me the bear. Somebody give me a towel to wipe my chin. All right, back to Albert Fish before we somehow get bombed tonight. No, I am not the accent guy. I will. It's I can do accents. I can do accents. Oh my God!
I tell you what, though, you've got that New York accent dialed.
It's my whole life. That's everything I know and love.
Back to Albert this. Fish, back to this piece of shit.
He kidnapped Grace Budd, 6 years young. Took her. And tortured her and killed her and wrote her Grace's family letters constantly. Just the biggest piece of shit move, writing them letters. One so bad, and now I want to give a lot of shit to detectives as well. One letter was so bad, it explained how good she tasted when he cut her up and ate her. You don't go on as a parent after that.
No, okay. Well, we've talked about my and I feel like you're on the same page with this. If anybody looks at my kid, well, I can't say looks at my kids wrong, but if something happens, the police better find him before I do, or there will be another person in jail, because I will fuck someone up. And
the craziest part,
I will take my fucking time.
He took her with permission from their kitchen.
Yeah, that's also the fucked up thing. I remember that.
He came over to offer the son a job.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's like, actually,
that's right.
I will take you to my niece's birthday party or something. And they gave him permission to take her. So the detectives, when they finally caught him, never asked about the cannibalism. So the only thing we know about if he really ate her or not was a letter he wrote to the parents. This is okay. All coming from a man that lights fires in his own asshole, guys. How are we letting people like this kill us for so long?
And by the way, if you guys were curious, it is 29 needles that he had inside of his person.
Jesus. Fuck
me. 29.
Mother
in his pelvic
Mary.
Area. Right. So, there's a lot of things here. But the other thing, too, is this was a different time. You know, this was a significantly different time. And this is why I think that as a society, we've learned, because you're not going to get away with this stuff today.
Isn't there a serial killer kind of like by you currently, like right now, still getting away with it?
But there's a guy in Stockton. It's not close. Stockton is God, what is that? 8 hours from me, probably. Oh, okay. 7-8 hours from me.
Did you ever live in Stockton?
I did. I actually went to school
or
in Stockton.
Close to it? I thought I heard of something like that.
Yeah, there's an active serial killer in Stockton right now, but he is the he's kind of a little bitch. And let me tell you why he's a little bitch. Because if you
this is coming from somebody that is currently 8 hours away.
Yeah, fuck this guy. Hey, I challenge this motherfucker right now. Come down to San Diego, fuck around and find out. You want to see the
Say
fuck around
name.
And
this is not Nick speaking. This is not Nick speaking. You leave me the fuck alone.
You don't live in San Diego. He's on the West Coast. He's not going to fly with his, by the way, because he's shooting people. This is why this guy's a bitch. He's not even like kidnapping them and torturing them or doing anything fun. He's just going around, just going bink, bink, and then bink, bink. And he's unfortunately got away with it. They've traced all of the ballistics back to one gun. So that's where, like, okay, he's killed like six people. Clearly, now we can call him a serial killer.
Let me help.
But he's a bitch.
I can help.
Come down here. Seriously, come down and fuck around and find out.
I could help this investigation right off the bat. I already know his age. He's under 35.
He's 23.
He's under 35. And I'm going to tell you why I immediately know. Now you're wiping away 2/3 of the population, okay?
Yep.
That's it. Don't even have to look at him.
I'm not
36 or older.
Math.
You are. Nope. You are. No, okay. You're wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Right. If he's 36 or over, don't even give him a second look. Don't check his pockets. Don't do nothing. You're wasting your fucking time. You want to know how I know he's 35 or younger? He's just going around shooting people. This man, this is somebody, just this fucking clown, is somebody that received nothing but participation trophies as he grew up in sports. That's
Here's the other thing,
is such a participation trophy killer. That's his nickname right there, the participation trophy killer.
Oh, I love it. Oh, fuck. I love it. And here's the other thing, too. It's pistol. It's not even rifle. It's not... Like I remember there was the guy
DC
back
sniper
east. Yeah, the DC guy that was back there. He was sniping people. I'm like, okay, you know, that I don't agree with, but I mean, at least you are using a skill. This guy's like walking up to people and just going bink and then walking away. And here's how you can tell that Stockton is a poor like community or town. They have one grainy image of this motherfucker in a black hoodie, black pants, walking like a different direction away from the car.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I
That's
seen
the
it.
Only
seen it. Yeah.
Grainy fucking bit. And it's grainy. It's like, seriously, it's 2022. the technology that we have a podcast that right now you were probably listening to. If you wanted to, you could go onto your phone on Spotify and turn it sideways. And guess what? You'd see our fucking faces right the fuck now. That's it. That's it. Right there. Yeah. Okay. That's how good technology is right now. You're
gonna see these half-retarded fucking idiots running a podcast. But also, I love the news article, the news broadcast that was broadcasting that picture of that dude who's he's got a hood on, he's walking the other way. You can't see who it is. You don't even know if he's white or black or Spanish or whatever.
But I can tell you what, he's not fat. He's not a fat guy. He's between, I'm going to say, 210 and 105. That's how many pounds he is, because you have no idea how tall he is. He could be 5'1".
Hold on. We're crushing this fucking investigation right now. We know he's 35 or younger, and he's somewhere between 105 and 210. That's only 105 pounds to go off.
And hang on. He's between 5'1 and 6, probably 6'6". That's my guess. 5'1 and 6'6". So we have a foot and a half difference. Let's call it 6'7". We'll round up.
No little people out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
No midgets. No midgets. Every midget you know, innocent. Gone.
I got a question for you. Are there any midget serial killers? I feel like they can't run away from the scene fast enough with their little legs.
Get the getaway car! No, it's the one with the booster seat!
The drivers that are going, bobsled it, just run next to the car. You gotta slow down.
I got little legs.
I'm doing 3 miles an
We're
hour.
We're only going
what
seven.
The fuck.
We're going seven. Oh. We haven't even left the driveway yet.
Well, welcome to hell. Because we're going there for sure. Yeah. After that,
it's
comment.
Warm in there. That DC sniper shit, though, that was crazy. That DC sniper, that was the dude and his stepson. Right. And they put their back seats down, and they made a contraption to pull the license plate, like they flap it down, and he'd snipe out of the little license plate hole. And then he'd take the shot, hit it every goddamn time, remarkable, and then just drive away from the scene. Like, he was up on a mountain, like a hill.
Oh, yeah.
He was not even
close. He'd get elevated, because if you think about combat and how you're going to take down a target, you want to be from an elevated position, right? Because it's just
thanks, Chris Kyle.
Exactly. I mean, it's better visibility to number one. Number two, it's easy to get out. And I mean, they had that thing fucking planned. And
yeah, he had it.
Now, why they did it, that's the thing. It's like, what crosses your mind? You're like, hey, I got an idea. We're going to manufacture this Buick right here, and we're going to have a little flip where the license plate is, and then we're just going to go park it ass out just onto, like, look at some gas stations. And they're just going to think. Who thinks of that? What sick fuck thinks of that? I mean, that's the...
Can I tell you?
I tell you? It's silly.
I have to say something.
Obviously tragic, but silly. It's like
Chris Kyle. You know that he's the sniper that they made the movie about, American Sniper. Absolutely. He's the most profound sniper. He could have learned something from the DC sniper.
Oops.
And that is to always keep your back seats empty. That's fucked up. That is the most fucked up thing. I didn't mean that. That's fucked up.
Well, the good news is that's not how he died. Really, he took a kid to the range, and they were practicing, and he was trying to show him how to shoot, and he killed him on the range. But it's still,
No, didn't he kill him in the car? Didn't he kill him in the car? I think he killed him in the car.
No, they were at the shooting range.
Are you sure? Are you almost positive?
I'm pretty positive. 99% sure. That's how.
That's perfect, because I'm 1%. See, look, we're 100% together.
He was murdered on the shooting range in Texas.
Oh, okay. Well, DC sniper,
that
kid had a
that's
shot.
One of the ones I know really well, unfortunately, because I like from a somebody that likes target shooting and going out and trying to like hit targets from a long range, I have the utmost respect for Chris Kyle, because that human being was so fucking accurate. It is
What? He was a superhuman, is what he was. He was a superhuman. Yeah.
He's like the now Michael Jordan of snipers.
He would beat Michael Jordan easily on a game of 1-on-1. Easily, because he would just kill him. He'd kill him first. But anyway, let's talk about the bad killers. That Chris Kyle's a good killer, okay?
Fuck
bad
yeah.
Killers.
America.
Chris Kyle's a good looking dude. You know who was not good looking? Was our next duo that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Fred and Rose West. Have you heard about Fred and Rose West?
I don't. Ooh, this might be... Okay. Do they have another name?
They're English.
Okay.
Nope. They're English.
Oh no. Oh. I think I know these guys. So, did they do the, oh shit. Hang on. There's a different name for like Rolling Hills or something like that. And in England where they were, and they would lure, girls and kill them together and then bury them in these the moors, right?
I think they buried them in like their own yard until they couldn't anymore. But they'd kill together. They would a lot of them were babysitters because they had 8 children and then a couple stepchildren. Like they each had other kids. It was crazy. They had so many kids. They were the ugliest. Logan, you got to look up these people. Fred West was the ugliest motherfucker I have ever seen in my life. And people that knew him actually said he was handsome and charming. He had that reputation of being handsome and charming. This motherfucker looked like a Brillo pad.
I'm looking at the pictures right now. He is
They said he was charismatic. This man looks like he actually knows how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
This man looks like this man looks like he would strike out so many times trying to hit on women that he's just like, fuck it. I guess I'm just going to be gay now. That's how unattractive this man is. And then gay men were like, ha. I don't think so. No.
Yeah, you arguably have to be better looking as a gay guy. You know, the gays are into the fashion and the looks, you know?
Right, and a chiseled chest. Can I tell you what?
This man had none of that. Can I tell you what the most racist and derogatory term in the English language is?
Whoops.
Just side note. I think it's the. I think the word the is so racist and so offensive.
Okay, so you're gonna have to dive into that a little bit more because that is a very common word.
Whiskey. Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you why. Is the word Jews, is that offensive or racist? No.
Jews. No. It's a group of people that are Jewish. Sure. It's sure. Like. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If I were to say the Jews, it has a little stick to it now, doesn't it? A little stinky. Mm. Has a little stinky poo-poos on it. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If somebody says,
careful.
Black. Okay. Mm. Just black. It's not racist. Yeah. That's a color. That's could be describing somebody. This is my buddy. He is black, right? Okay. That's not offensive at all.
Okay. Okay.
You change that to the black. Oops. Oops.
Yeah.
It's got a little sticky poo-poos on it. That's got a little bit of little tart. Okay. Don't like the taste of that. Don't like the way that, I don't know the way that sounds. Let me ask you this.
I got one. Can I do one?
You should try it out. Give this car a test drive.
Can I get in the driver's seat for a second and see how the gearbox works real quick?
You'd love it. It's a manual.
So, you know, I have some friends. This is one of my gay friends over here. He's a nice guy. His name's George, whatever, doesn't matter who his name is. But this is, you know, he's nice. One of my friends, he's gay. He's a great guy.
He's gay.
He's a good guy. you know, or you know, I have some girlfriends too. Same thing, you know, the some friends that are girls and they like other girls. That's so fun. Yeah, absolutely. It's fun. Sometimes I like to watch. But if I say, hey, this is my friend George, he's one of the gays. Yeah, that's what? got a little bite to it.
Stinky poo-poos on
it. It does. It's got a little, like, I don't think we should say it that way. But I don't know that the word.
So the word.
Okay. So this is where
what's
it's a
the
conundrum.
Common denominator? The common denominator is just the word the. Yeah. No, yeah.
Oh. Interesting. That's yikes. Quite a conundrum. Oh, you've got me in quite a
mucho
pickle.
Mucho interesante.
Yeah. Mucho. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mucho.
Mucho
si,
interesante.
Yeah. Pinche you know manicón.
You know those Mexicans.
That's to 33% right. of our listeners so, right there.
Fred
no, not,
and Rose
no, I'm sorry,
West.
Not to say that 33% of our listeners are medicones, but just saying that we have some Hispanic. I'm 33%. That doesn't matter. Okay, let's talk about Fred.
Fred Jesus. And Rose West. So he was not a looker at all. He had a lot of kids.
Why does he have so many names?
Fred. His name is Fred.
No,
Fred
West. His full name is Frederick Walter Stephen West.
It doesn't seem like a religious type either, I'll be honest. Mostly by the murders. That's why I don't think he was religious. He was a very, very, very fast comer. He was an early ejaculator. He was known to be an early ejaculator, and that makes his case worse.
If you look at him, you're like, that makes sense.
He would come within seconds, like genuine seconds. He would come. He couldn't be touched. He couldn't enter. He would just come.
Jesus.
Now, Christ. He would still murder for sexual reasons. He would hire a baby. Him and his wife would hire a babysitter. They would tie him up. They would, and she is just as fucking guilty. They would torture him together. They would fuck around. She was openly bisexual. So she would do all the shit, and then they would fucking murder them really, really gruesomely. And then they would cut them all up. She cut up some. He cut up some.
And real quick, brutal. I misspoke. This is not the Moors murders. This is a different one. The Moors is completely different. I actually don't know anything about this one.
This is a brutal one. This is a brutal one.
Wild.
But he came within seconds. And now let me tell you why that makes him an even shittier fucking person. Not just because his ball bag was quick with the emergency exit.
And I feel like all the ladies right now that listen to that are still listening to our show are like, oh, really? But yeah, let's hear this. Please.
It makes him so much worse because he would come immediately, have that post-nut clarity, and then continue and proceed on and still murder and then claim it was for sexual gratification. It's not, dude. You came an hour and a half ago, okay?
That's
you
so
have that
true.
Post-nut
That's
clarity.
So true.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God. This is what a piece of shit this guy is.
This guy's a piece of garbage.
God. Can you? Now, I mean, think about that time. I want all the guys right now that listen to this podcast and are sitting there. You can circle back. We're going to use that a corporate term. You can circle back to the last
time.
That's
us, two white collar folks.
Just you're sitting there and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go down to town. I'm going to have a good time. This would be fun. You know what? Let me. I'm going to pull some strains. This is going to be good. It's going to be real good. And then you give that easy, that quick and easy one right before you go out in the town. And do you have, how many glasses do you have? Hang on a second. Did you just pull another fucking glass?
Yeah. Yeah. I had two of them made. This one was sitting on ice. Look at that. Look at that. That is a genius idea. I had two cocktails made, two different glasses. So I don't have to sit here, ice up another glass, pour it, mix it, yada, yada. This is what professional alcoholism looks like, folks. You saw me put that down with the right hand, and once with motion being left, pick it up.
You broke my concentration. I'm sitting here thinking, trying to go on this little story, this little tangent, and I'm like, all right, we're going to talk a little bit about little PNC, and we're going to go, all right, let's talk about this a little bit. You think that that banking institution understands that their acronym is Postnet Clarity? Do you think they realize that? You know, it's like, oh, I got that PNC back.
I don't think they did.
There was a bunch of women just that made up that name for sure. Yeah. That's offensive to women, because they were like, oh, motherfucker.
All you guys that haven't come yet and got blue balls, you can go to Chase. But when you come, you're gonna come to your senses, and you're gonna come to PNC.
And you're gonna come to PNC. That's right. Obviously, Fred didn't come to his senses at all. But I mean, you have to think about it. You got to rewind your internal clock, gentlemen, as you're sitting here listening to this podcast, and you go, oh, hang on a second. I 100% remember a time where I wanted to go do this, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I'm gonna rub one out, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I don't want to go do that anymore, like at all. I think there's hundreds of thousands of examples that every single man can think of, not just one or two. Motherfuckers. It's hundreds of thousands of times where you've been like, all right, I guess I'll go get a salad at.
It is a proven. It's a proven
Olive
thing.
Garden
this is
today.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly, because now the blood is back in your head. This is proven time and time again. This is more definitive than Pavlov's dogs. You know,
it's ringing a bell. You're just like, yep, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm gonna go have a salad.
And now I'm back. However, so since
this piece
he
of
was
shit.
An early ejaculator, okay, his wife happened to be a absolute sex fiend. Now, that seems like two people that shouldn't be together. Somebody that can't fucking stay hard for more than literally a couple of seconds to somebody that needs to have sex multiple times a day. She needed it. Now, I'm not going to tell you that she was a looker, because she's not. You're going to want to look away from she. Was nothing special.
Mm-mm.
Yikes, Saruni, she was not good looking.
She is not
she
an
would
attractive
put out...
human.
Yeah, that's correct, Logan. She is one of the uglies. Now... Now,
apparently she was a prostitute.
Yes, she would put out ads in the newspaper asking for somebody to come pound her out, and they have to be well endowed. They have to have a big dick, and she needs, quote, a hard pounding.
Huh. That's different.
But the stipulation was her husband, Fred, because she is loyal, he needs to watch. This man was a cuck. This man was a fucking cuck.
I feel
he
like
was
he's
a
like
cuck
the
serial killer.
I feel like he's the like the original, the OG. Wow, when was it? 70s?
Yeah, 70s. Bad,
maybe.
Weird time.
Maybe it was a weird time, and we can't make that word out of his name, so maybe not. I don't know, but she seems like a total twat. So
she was she's alive. Hold on, she's still alive. He hung himself. Really
good for him.
Yeah,
good for him.
Yeah. He hung himself. Dead as a motherfucker. She is still alive.
Yeah, she's 68 years old. Probably in prison, right?
Maybe. Yeah, she's in prison. And Myra Handley, she was another wildly famous serial killer over there.
Okay.
I know her name. I don't really know her crimes. They were in the same jail. What do you call them?
Cell?
Block.
Block.
And they dated.
Oh.
And then they broke.
Okay. Myra?
Yeah, Myra
Henley.
She
was the one from the Moores murders.
Full circle.
Yeah. Wow. So she was the one that her and her boyfriend or husband, I don't know, they would kind of same MO, right? So there was Ian Duncan Stewart and Myra Hindley. They would lure these I think they were young girls, and they would kill them, and then they would bury them in the moors. So the moors were like these kind of rolling hills of things, and it's
Is this the one where Myra would sit in the driver's seat to, and they would pick up female hitchhikers?
Oh,
and they're
yeah.
like, oh, there's a female in here.
Oh, yeah.
Then everything must okay. be safe.
Everything's okay. And she was in fine. On it. Everything's fine. There's another woman here.
I do
here.
Know this case.
Yeah. 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 She died, wow. but she died in 2002. So that it makes sense, though, that they were in prison at the same time and dated. What the?
And dated. They had a relationship, what? But they broke up because they began fighting about who was the more famous serial killer.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it was Henley, because the Moore's murders I knew, the one that the West murders, not so much. But I think the Moore's murders got more attention because they took their victims out to the Moore's and would just fucking murder them. But this was the 60s, and I feel like if you're the first one to do it right, and then somebody else does it after, then you're just kind of copying, and no one likes a yeah. copycat. And
nobody
it's like,
likes a copy,
dude. Keep your eyes on your own paper, bro. I mean, come on, I'm trying to do my own thing over here. Why you gotta copy me?
That's fucking right, dude.
Right? I mean,
that's
geez,
fucking
geez,
right.
Come on, I already did this. You know? I mean, come on now.
Well, those two people were so fucking shitty. They killed two of their own goddamn kids.
Yeah, that's kind of takes them to a little bit of another level, which isn't.
And then, like, but Fred would sexually assault all his daughters. Like,
I mean, kind of.
Yet he said he was. That was his property to do what he wanted to do with his fucking
yeah, but,
kids.
I mean, what is he doing? Just looking at him getting hard and then ejaculating? I mean.
Well, all right. Well, Logan brings up a good point. We're going to move on. Let me ask you a question.
And again, no disrespect. That was a joke. No disrespect to the victim. I mean, seriously. I mean, the horrific crimes, and they're horrible, but you got to make fun of them a little bit. Do you think. No, I'm not going to ask that question. All right, next.
Okay. We will talk after when mm-hmm. we're off the air. Mm-hmm. Do you know who Dr. Death is?
Yes. Yeah, okay. He was Chicago in the 1900s. Holmes, H.H. Holmes.
No, Dr. Death is
Dr. Death
10 years ago.
What the fuck?
The
was
neurosurgeon.
Where he was just like prescribing murder, basically, right?
No, he would do surgery and then paralyze fucking everybody, and then his
shit. That guy,
yeah. I'm sorry. And then he killed a couple. He would just like cut random shit, and like he's supposed to be a neurosurgeon, and
they did like question. a Netflix thing on him, and who's the guy that just got in trouble and then said he's coming back and doing his film again?
Who are you talking about?
Baldwin, Alec Baldwin.
He got in trouble? Oh, for killing somebody?
Yeah, just, you know, I mean, he got in trouble. Like, he was like, hey, maybe don't do that again. I mean, he's like, okay, I won't. Can we start our film back up? And they're like, well, I mean, can he give it maybe like a year? He's like, yeah, okay, we'll sit in our hands for a year. Are we good now? Can I produce Rust and star in the movie Rust? I can? Okay, good. Great. You know that's back, right? Ooh, you saw that Baldwin is no. They're packed. They're filming again, and that takes some fucking balls, bruh. Think about that for a second. Hang on a second. You're on set. You murder somebody, and you blame it on an accident, and you're like, you know what? Maybe we should start filming again.
You know what the craziest part is? They have to shoot that scene again. That's where they left off. They have to reshoot that scene. That's the first thing they go back and do is shoot that scene again.
Well, I mean, you've been in film. I think they can work around that and maybe shoot a couple other scenes and then come back to that. So everybody's not like, hey,
regardless that scene is going. That's
for sure.
Is, yep. Like, they hand out the call sheets in the morning and they're like, or the night before they hand out the call sheets and they're like.
Hey,
just try
minute.
To slip it in, like don't tell him. Don't tell him what tomorrow is. And he wakes up, he's like, "All right, 5 a.m. All right, guys, what are we doing today? Oh shit! Oh, how are you, Mr. Baldwin? Good to see you again."
Oh,
and they shoot that scene. They go, "Everybody to the side, please."
And they're like,
"Everybody take a couple steps
outside this tent.
Do you think one of the like APs is going over there going, hey, okay, Mr. Baldwin, I just want to make sure. I know we sent you a couple YouTube videos on gun safety. Did you watch them?
Did you do your homework?
Did you look at those at all? I just, you know, some of the other one of the grips was asking, and I just want to make sure that
you know these grips, the little nervous. You know,
oh my goodness, they get a little anxious. It's like everything.
It's 95 degrees on set.
You feel good?
It's 95 degrees on set, and everybody's in big parka coats. He's like, wow, we're a little hot today to be wearing those big jackets. What is that? He goes up and just rips one open, and it's all bulletproof vest. Everybody's got a bulletproof vest on. It's fucked up. We said we're going to offend some people. We're all joking, people.
That's
rest
offensive.
In peace.
That's
wow.
Yeah, so Dr. Death. Right, I think
Dr.
I feel like
Death, was he a killer or just a really, really Christopher Dunch? Was he a killer, cold-blooded killer? Or was he just a really shitty surgeon?
Dude, I'm going to go with, I think that his ego got in the way and he was just like, dude, I'm a doctor. I went to medical school. Or did he?
He did. Yeah, he faked so, like, all his hours he faked and, like,
oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's
put
right.
In the time and effort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he kind of tried to scoot by, right, in terms of college. And then
neurosurgeon? Could you be a podiatrist, perhaps?
Man,
you don't need to be a fucking neurosurgeon.
But that's an ego and arrogance thing. He's for sure. Whoa.
Yeah, it is.
Like an egotistical piece of shit. There's zero question that he's like, yeah, you know what? I faked my way through medical school. I'm gonna go ahead and go here, and I'm gonna show you what it's really like to be a doctor. Yeah, now I'm a neurosurgeon, you know, because neurosurgeons get a lot of puss. So I feel like that was his goal, right? He's like, I'm gonna pull some high quality. Just I'm gonna pull some like Pamela Anderson 1996 tale. That's the kind of tale I'm trying to
pull. Bro, if he wasn't so shitty, Tom Brady's wife is now on the market. If he wasn't so shitty, he lasted this long, you would have had a shot perhaps. But instead, he convinced his best friend to get surgery that he didn't even fucking need.
Killed him.
And he paralyzed the guy. That was his first bad case.
That's right. Paralyzed him.
Paralyzed the guy. He paralyzed them. And here's what's so shitty. I have to say it. I gave a lot of shit to the detectives in the first case, Albert Fish. I'm going to give a lot of shit to the reporters. They keep going to this paralyzed man and asking for, like, he's paralyzed from the neck down. And they're always asking for interviews. And especially since Dr. Death became a podcast hit and a Netflix thing, they keep finding this guy and trying to get interviews out of him. The guy just wants to be left alone. He's miserable in life.
I get it.
And they're just trying. Well, not many handshakes.
Well, they're asking. Mostly, he's like, I can't.
Yeah. But leave this poor schmuck alone. Stop bringing up his worst thing that's ever happened to him in his life. Give the guy a fucking break.
Good. Okay, so here's the thing, Nick. I've known you for some time now. I mean, we go back.
Yeah,
we do this podcast pretty much every week. If it's not every week, it's fucking every week ish. We miss a week. We've missed a week
once a year.
I think like once a year. Yeah, yeah, once, maybe one and a half times a year. It's fucking rare we miss a week. I know you. I know your wife. I know your kids ish. I'm really excited to hold your children and say, hey, it's Uncle Logan, and I would never hurt you, and I will always protect you.
But
and
we've
make
talked
sure
about this.
Anybody touches you, this. I will,
no
I will
loose
murder
sweatpants
them.
When you hold my children.
I mean, Albert. It's just I always wear slightly loose sweatpants. Doesn't matter. I would never come to you and say, hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but I've been going to medical school for the last 6 years. It's taken me a little while because, you know, I've COVID.
Got a lot going on.
Got a lot going on. COVID kind of got in the way and, you know, but, you know, here's, I want to show you that I have this medical degree, that I got from Memphis State. You know, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor. And I noticed like Dr. Ryan. I noticed recently that you've had this little issue. And I'm here. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna take care of you. And no,
I'm lasting too long in the bedroom is what the problem is.
In no way, I don't think that was it. In no way, shape, or form, at least according to your wife, would I ever say that to you. I mean, dude, I'd be like, bro. Okay, here's another way of looking at it. Right? Say you come to me, and you're like, hey, I've been thinking about this a long time, like. You've been losing sleep over it. You're like, hey, I really want to play golf professionally.
So bad. Help me win a tournament, Logan.
Right? You come to me. You know what I'm going to say to you? As your friend, you're out of your fucking mind. There's zero chance that you will ever play professional golf. As your friend, I'll help you make not an idiot of yourself. We'll go out. We'll go have fun. You'll look decent doing it. You will never look as good as I do playing golf. But you will never play on tour. I would give you that cold, hard reality and bring you back down from whatever fucking bullshit someone like one of your other friends told you. I'd be like, nah, dude, bro, it's not going to happen. It's like, are you ever going to have as good a shoulders as I do? No, dude, you're just genetically not there. You're not there. Can you grow this beard? No.
Okay.
You can't.
Okay,
and pause. I'm not gonna perform surgery. I'm not gonna spend. You know how much time it would take for me to be on the lesson tee with you to teach you how to hit not only a tour level golf ball but just a golf ball? A fucking long time. I don't have that kind of time. Number one. Number two. You don't have that kind of dedication. I know you as a human being. You're not gonna put forward the effort.
Now I'm a little in and out of activities.
But I'm not gonna,
when people ask me, I'm usually in between activities.
My cocky ass isn't going to say, "Hey, you know what? I watched you play a game of rugby. I think you'd be a great a great golf player. I think you play on tour, and it's going to cost. This is what's going to cost. I'm giving you a discount, but this is what it's going to cost." And just spend some time with me. You know what? We can do it like via just like Zoom, man. I mean, you can send me some videos of your swing.
Yeah. I think I'd prefer to do it over Zoom.
That's an asshole move. That's an asshole move. That would be an asshole with me.
The first time we're ever on the green, you know, the old green, you know, the
old no one calls it that.
Trimmings, you know?
Nope. No one says that.
I know what you're going to do. You're going to immediately go pause. Your swing is trash. Come here. And I'm like, yes, daddy. And you're going to reach around me. You're going to you're gonna swing from the back. I'm sitting there holding my club and you're going to reach around the back. And you're like, oh, hold it like this. And then we're going to swing together. And I'm going to be uncomfortable because I'm only going to be up to your, you know, to your upper lip. So you're going to be smelling on my hair and you know, you're. Yeah. Yeah. You've always had that problem with your lower ribs sticking out too far. So then they're poking me from both sides. So I just don't know if I want to do that. I think the Zoom would be a great idea.
Well, number one, I think the point that I was going towards here is that I'm going to set the expectations because I respect you as a human being. And I'm going to say, hey, look,
very nice,
Nick. I'm going to get you to have fun and be able to hit the ball consistently. You're going to go out there. You're going to have a good time. You're not going to embarrass yourself. That's a level of golf that you're going to play. Are you going to play on tour? Fucking zero chance. There's zero. My left testicle has a better chance of playing golf full time on tour than you do ever. No disrespect. I love you. But how many golf balls have you hit in your life?
A little disrespectful.
There's none.
A ton. More than you would think.
Like seven?
No, like 7,000.
7,000. Okay, cool. No,
700. Let's take another zero. 700.
700. Yeah, I would hit 700 in a practice session when I was playing in college, and I'd do that. I'd have probably 5 or 6 practice sessions a week. So there's a different level there, and I'm going to set the expectation. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to be. What I'm saying.
You started off so sweet. You started off so nice, and now it's just ripping up my imaginary golf game. I don't golf, you stupid fuck.
But I feel like Dr. Because I feel like Dr. Dench is out there going, oh yeah, dude, I'm going to get you on tour. We're going to do this together, and he's taking your money, and then he's setting these expectations, and then you fail, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're in a wheelchair that you got to blow through a straw to move it forward, then you got to suck to go backwards, and you got to move your head a little bit to the right or left to change direction.
Yeah.
That's the difference. I'm setting the realistic. Nick, I love you. You're a pretty man. You're never going to play on tour. You're probably going to hit a couple of good shots, but most of them are going to be bad. But we're going to have a good time. We're going to drink a lot. I mean, a lot, if we go out and play. When we go out and play, not if. But I'm not giving you the expectation that I'm going to turn you into a scratch golfer where you're going to be out there going, I don't know who the fuck Jack Nicklaus is, but fuck his records. I'm going to win all the majors, bitch. That ain't going to happen.
So you're saying all of this could have been avoided if Dr. Dunge, Dr. Death, had better friends.
Yeah, and he wasn't a self-centered cunt. I feel like that's the other part of it, maybe. I don't know. I'm not a self-centered cunt.
Yeah. Now, maybe he needed to be checked a couple times and he didn't get checked.
To be fair, I have a pretty large ego because I did play a sport professionally for a living for a little bit. So my ego can get a little... It can get a little aggressive, but I'm also realistic with the expectations of my friends and saying, you're never going to be as good as me. What? That came out wrong. That did not come out the way I wanted it to. I'm sorry.
I think exactly how you wanted it to come out. That came from the heart.
Let me rephrase that. You will never be as good as me. Fuck, I did it again. Okay, hang on.
Yeah,
one more.
See, it just comes.
One more. Just give me a second.
Dad, one more try.
You'll never be as good as me. Fuck!
There he is. Okay, let's talk about
Dr. Dench and this cunt. I mean, this guy, seriously.
No, we're gonna move on. I don't like that guy anymore.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that guy. You put a bad... Really it was... I liked him up until this point. I was thinking highly of that guy until you fucking ran off like this. Now I don't like him so much.
Let's put him in perspective a little bit, maybe? I don't know.
Let's talk about Willie Picton. Do you know who Willie Picton is?
I can smell him right now.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Oh, yeah, this is one of the dirtiest, grimiest, grossest cases.
So you know. Picture him right now. Picture him right now. He is a rough looking man.
The smell is brutal. It's got to be... Could you imagine being a police officer going onto the Picton farm and going, oh, what is that? What is that? What is going
on? I don't know. This smells like death. This smells like death if death cooked fucking a bad breakfast in the morning. That's what this shit smells like. So if you don't know, Willie Picton was a pig farmer, lived on a huge farm with his brother. He was not that popular, mostly because he never bathed. He was a pig farmer. Now he was shoveling shit, dealing with pigs, rolling in the mud, and he never showered. He was fucking disgusting. He lived in a little trailer on the farm. Now what I want to tell you is he would go to the bar, he would offer girls some money, and they would give him attention. Take him back to his place because he offered him a lot of money. And I'm going to say, I put a little bookmark in that he'd give him a lot of money. He'd go to his fucking, his trailer. He'd kill him and he'd feed the girls to his pigs. And
yeah.
His pigs, he said, would eat everything but the hair.
I feel like this is where the phrase or the saying came, never trust a pig farmer. Because that's 100%.
I didn't know
accurate.
That was a phrase, but I believe it.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, pig farmers, that's definitely a phrase. If you've ever watched, and you're horrible with movies, and it's still, it hurts me to my core that you don't know some of these movies. But if you've ever watched the movie Snatch, you'd understand that, that one of the guys was a fucking
that
was pig
Alexis, farm. Yeah, I've seen that. That's with Alexis Texas. Is that right? Alexis Texas, that one. No. Snatch?
No, that's Snatch.
Wrong Snatch.
That's the wrong Snatch. That's definitely wrong Snatch. The wrong Snatch. Alexis Texas.
Yeah, that'll get me in ass. That'll get me in trouble in my marriage. She's, oh, okay.
Nice Snatch. So anyway, Robert William Willie Picton he's Canadian pig farmer. He'd take his victims and feed them to his pigs. He also made lampshades out of their skin. Number one, but you gotta, I don't know. Do you tip your hat a little bit to this guy's Kentucky waterfall? Because he had just a nice greasy mullet. He was rocking that mullet. And I feel like that's where he's talking to women. And to be fair, he's way better than that West guy from England. He's a better looking human than that guy. Not much, but he turns it up from a negative probably 3 to maybe like a 1.
Oh, see, now I'm thinking it's two different types of ugly, but both nonetheless.
Yeah, they're both
to high hell.
Well, okay, so there's also the fact that, you know, he didn't shower. It was one of the grossest crime scenes that I feel like anybody's ever come across. Well, not maybe ever, but I mean it was from what I've read and seen and heard is pretty fucking disgusting. And, you know, being a pig farmer too, bro.
Yeah. Not a light stench coming out of that place. Now, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Why was he giving all these girls all this money? He lived in a trailer. He never showered. He looks like he's never bought anything in his life. It's because he had an inheritance and was rich as fuck.
Yeah.
And the property he owned from his parents, he owned it with his brother, was worth millions. And he lived in a trailer, didn't shower. Now, there's nothing wrong with living in a trailer, but living in his trailer, a lot is wrong with that.
Everything is wrong with that.
Oh, it was. Look at the pictures. Hell. It was fucking brutal. This backwoods fucking inbred looking motherfucker was sadistic. And the only way he got caught was somebody called in illegal firearms. And they searched it. And you could imagine this call. Imagine you're a police officer. Or what do they call those guys up in the Canadian land?
Mounties?
A Mountie.
He was a Mountie.
A Mountie, I'm sure.
RCPD, RC, Royal Canadian, RCP, Royal Canadian.
Whatever those fucking guys did. Well, I'll tell you what they weren't expecting. They were mounting their horse. They said, we should go get some baggage. You know?
Is that Canadian?
That's, in that area, yes, that's what they sound like. We should go get some baggage. So they're on their midnight. It's late at night, right? It's like the midnight shift, but they're getting burgers anyway because they're hungry. They're entitled to a lunch break too, even though it doesn't align with a normal noon lunch. Okay,
it's also Canadian, where it's like bright and it's like you have like sometimes 12 hours of sunlight.
Well,
some places. I don't think that was where he was.
12 hours of sunlight is actually pretty normal because that's half a day.
16 hours of sunlight.
There it is. Boom. So
75 hours of sunlight.
We're going to go, hey, trippers, Mountie up on your horseback, and you got to go look at this man's trailer. I think he's in possession of some illegal firearms. So they go, all right.
Is that?
Dip your last freedom fry until you catch up there, and we got to ride off to the Picton farm. So they do.
Why are they having free?
So they ride over. Hey, crisps. Logan, let's go back to improv. Let's go back to improv real quick. You're gonna do my sound effects, right? As I tell the story. So they get the call, over and out. That's you. Ring, see that?
Ring. Oh.
Thank you. Hello, constable. This is agent Sebastian. Understood. Yes. Thank you very much. I'll be right over.
Oh, I don't get to be the other part. Okay, that's fine.
Oh, my phone ain't hanging up. My phone clicking. Oh, there it is. Must have been a mistake. So then we're going to ride off on our horses, okay? We're going to ride off our horses. Yep, oh, I didn't realize I left my slippers on my horse. That's okay. I'll take them off when I get there.
They're riding in the snow.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. I forgot that because you and my damn horse's mouth. We'll get that out later. Okay. Understood. So then they get to the Picton farm. They're going to look for the guns. They're polite. They're Canadian. They're going to knock on the door first. Sir, stop chewing your bubblegum so loud. Let's knock again. Perfect. And then nobody's there, so they're just going to open the door. Because that guy is out at the... Now, partner, you farting. This is no time to fart, partner. Okay, there's no time to fart. So now, it's a little chilly out here. So we're gonna open this door. Ready? Now let's try to open this door again. That's a good door. It's solid wood. That must be mahogany. All right, we're walking in. And then there's blood everywhere. There's blood, there's chains, there's licenses, there's... Let's flick through these pile of licenses. Yep, there's one at the end there. Okay, a couple more. Still going. A lot of ladies must have been through these pots. Okay, so now we got to call in. They got to call in because there's blood everywhere. What is all this blood? And why does it smell like the end of, Granny Smith's fucking coochie? It smells horrible up in here. So let's call back. Let's call that constable back up. We're going to dial his number. That's the extension. I knew the extension right away. Comes up like a trumpet. Didn't even understand. Okay. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Step aside, Lewis and Clark. I'm about to answer this phone call. Apparently, it's from the 1800s,
Well, it's Canada.
So that's the case. That's what happened. They went and looked for, looking for guns. They found murders everywhere. Every fucking where. So it was very expensive.
Hey, guys, we're looking for guns. Oh, there's murder here. Oh, goodness. Because they're Canadian. They're polite. They're like, geez. Jeez, Billy, I don't, wow, those lampshades look funny. Should we touch it? Oh, they're human lampshades. Oh, is that made out of a femur? Oh, look at that. Goodness gracious. Can we get Billy Ray in here real quick to see, why was his name Billy Ray? Can we get Herbert in here to see this real quick? I mean,
Mr. Cyrus, come on in here.
Oh, geez. I just read that he found love, so he doesn't have an achy, breaky heart anymore. I guess he's got, like, some woman he's banging. So good for Billy Ray. And it's funny because I feel like he's never been in a place ever where he couldn't get his dick wet. But the tabloids just are like, oh, and Billy Ray doesn't have an achy, breaky heart anymore. And we're supposed to be
Didn't he only have one hit, though?
He's a fucking celebrity. I'm sure he can just snap his fingers and pussy just rains.
It wasn't like Achy Breaky Heart his only good song. It was like he was a one hit wonder, and then Old Town Road came out.
No, he had like three or four good songs in the late 90s. He was pretty decent, and then he shit out Miley Cyrus. I'm convinced that this was and
she's a butthole baby.
I feel like I feel like history will prove this at some point when our civilization is dead. Aliens come back and they look at how humans were formed and some of this. I feel like she is the one that just was like, I'm coming to my dad's butthole. And then she was like there, and she wasn't even a baby. She was just like a teenager. And he's like, oh, fuck, what do I do with you? I'm going to put you on
a television show
and you're going to be, not Miley Cyrus. We're gonna give you Hannah Montana. Let's make it rhyme. Fuck it. Here you go. Let's go have some fun. And then she's like, oh, I have titties, but not really. And then she started showing them, and that's how she became a star. And now her voice is deeper than mine.
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. So back to Willie, good old Willie Pipkin.
I love that this is the one that we're probably going to close on because we're running out of time. He was the filthiest fucking...
Want to know who matched his shittiness at their job? It was a detective that went undercover in the jail cell to get him to confess because apparently they needed a confession, as if there wasn't proof everywhere. But they needed a confession. This is what they wanted. This is what the old constable wanted, so they were going for it. So they sent a jail. This guy, Willie Picton, was sitting in a holding cell eating like a plate of slop, and he was sucking it down like it was like he hasn't eaten since the fucking early 40s. Sucking it down, literally almost licking the plate. It was disgusting. I've never been so fascinated watching somebody eat. It was remarkable. He was the real Joey Chestnut of the fucking jailhouse rock over there. So they sent in this fucking, they must have been slim pickings on
undercover
agents and deputies that can go in there, right? Because this guy went in there. They're
like, who's up? Who's up?
Well, like, Chad. All right.
Well, Greg's in the field. Thomas is doing some stuff over here. We got, fuck. Ah, oh, damn it.
Send Chad in.
Fucking Chad. We have Chad. I know how to be undercover. Literally, do we have anyone else? Anyone?
It's Chad's time to shine, baby.
Is Heather available? I mean, I'd take her over him. Yeah, well, it's an all-male prison, and, I mean, she's really pretty, so we can't put her in on this case.
I mean, and he'll probably try to kill her.
Fuck. Seriously, no one else? It's Chad. I'm sorry, boss. We have Chad.
No, Chad goes up and he says, fuck. I know how to act like a convict. I know how to act like a criminal. And here's what he did. No, he doesn't. All he did was say the word fuck 1,000 times. He was like, man, what the fuck you in here for? And then Willie Picton just licking his fucking plate. And he was like, he wouldn't talk ever. He's like, man, they fucking got me fucking good this fucking time. I can't fucking believe. Look at me. I'm in this fucking motherfucking place. Unfucking. Well, so what are you in here for? You think they fucking got you down to the fuck? And he's like, I ain't saying anything. And he's like, well, this is fucking crazy, man. What the fuck? Do you think they're going to fucking really pin it down on you? What are you in here for? Fuck. And he's like, they got me on potential murder. No fucking way. They got you on a lot of fucking murders? Or did you say anything? I wouldn't fucking say shit. Did they say fucking anything to you? And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to say anything to them. They think that they don't have me on any solid evidence yet. False. And all he kept doing was just acting like a criminal by saying fuck 1,000 times. It was the performance was as bad. Oh, I feel bad. I can't say that reference. It was as bad as Brandon Schwab's last special. I like Brandon Schwab. I'm here to say it. I like Brandon Schwab. I think he's a great podcaster.
Oh, I love the, I think he's a great podcaster. And then I'm going to take a drink.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get on the Brandon Schwab hate train. I don't like the Brandon Schwab hate train, man. He's doing what he wants to do. Let the man fucking do what he wants to do. Get off his fucking case.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Right. And you know, and I know, probably more than most, is that you're not going to hit every single time, right? And there's going to be some specials that you put out, and I think I can speak for me, and I probably can speak for you on this one too, is that I'm looking forward to the day where I can put out a special and I'm confident in what it's going to be, right?
Yeah.
And I think that if I'm at the point where I get to put out a special, it's probably going to be pretty fucking good. But there's also going to be a lot of like shit sandwiches that you have to eat along the way to get to that special being fucking good.
That's right. He was steamrolled. He was put on a fast track because of his UFC status, his celebrity status as a UFC fighter.
Yep.
His connections with Rogan and all. Yep. He was immediately tied to all of these people who pushed him and pushed him and pushed him along. So he didn't put in as much time, not nearly as much time as everybody else that are getting specials.
Right.
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 These guys
right,
are 20 right, right. years in the game. Yeah. He's 5 years in the game.
And as you know, I mean, it's a process and it's a, there's a lot of development that goes in. It's fine tuning. It's getting there. It's listening back to what you said and hearing the crowd reaction to what you said and going, okay, all right. All right. And then trying something different the next time and going, okay, all right. I changed the cadence of my voice a little bit and the crowd responded to that. So, all right, I got to remember that. I got to do that next time. Or maybe like interchange some words here and there and made it a little bit different. And the crowd goes, right. Ooh, fuck, I found that absolutely funny. And then there's the other factor of different clubs and different are going to be different crowds. And so,
of course,
I mean, so you gotta develop that. And it takes way more than 5 years for you to get into that rhythm and that cadence and development. I mean, you look right. at guys and then to
throw out such a big special on such a big audience is
and you look
crazy.
At the guys that are killing it right now, like Tom and Brett. Is it Brett? No, Bryce.
Brett Kreischer?
Brett Chrysler. Yeah, he's doing well, you know, and Joe's been doing it forever, but he's got it down. You look at fucking blanking on his name, you can see his face. Hilarious. Always angry and Irish.
Bill Burr?
Yep, Bill. I watched his live at the Red Rock and dude, it fucking good. And he kills it, but he knows his delivery. He knows what it is. And the audience expects that and understands it and knows that he's going to be angry. But he's going to be funny and he's going to go on these little tangents and riffs and they're going to be fucking hilarious. And that's how he rolls. Right. And you look at somebody, you know, like Brendan, he's green. You know, as green, I mean, I'm green. At any time do I expect to say that, hey, I'm fucking a rock. That no, you will never hear the words "I'm a rock star" come out of my mouth unless I'm singing "Rock Star" by Nickelback. That's the only time you'll ever
hear
that.
What did Nickelback ever do wrong? Honestly,
I didn't say they did anything wrong. I was just referencing a song. Did they do something?
Yeah, but
wrong?
They get a lot of hate. They get a lot of hate. What did they ever do wrong other than
be Canadian?
Really take up. Well, there it is. Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have shared land with Willie Picton. I'll tell you that much.
And that's how we bring it full circle, folks. That's how we do shit.
Before we end,
hey man,
we've had a lot of serial killers. We've talked about a couple here. We need one more. Right. Can I tell you what that one more needs to be?
Yes, I have to pee so bad, but yes.
We need a serial killer that strictly kills people that ride bikes in traffic. Now, I mean the ones that pedal in front of cars and hold up traffic because they're a part of the road. We need those guys offed. And I'll tell you what, dump them wherever you want because everybody as a community is turning a blind eye. They're going to be the fucking prostitute. You know, they're the ones that are like nobody really looks for the prostitutes. Nobody's gonna look for the bikers.
No one's looking for bikers.
That guy has a flashing red light on the back of his bike. That means he's in traffic.
And he's wearing a jersey. Why is he wearing a jersey? What is this? This isn't the Tour de France. Why are you wearing a jersey, bitch? I mean, you're. Can you wear a normal shirt or maybe one that's okay? If you feel compelled and you don't like the way that it flaps, get a size smaller. And I keep telling Nick to get smaller shirt. Nick it would be two size smaller for you, and just be let it be tight if you don't want it to flap around. Just get a fucking t-shirt. Go to Hanes.com. Get a t-shirt. Get a white t-shirt. You can sweat through it. No one would notice. Maybe your nipples will show a little bit, you know. And that's totally fine. But just get a smaller shirt, and you don't need a jersey. We don't need to know that you like Nutter Butter. Okay. I mean, just fucking. Ride your bicycle in a t-shirt and wear smaller pants if you really feel compelled.
And head on the, why don't you go to the curb, okay? Why don't you ride along the curb?
Get, yeah, can you get yeah. Ryder? Can you not be go. In the middle? Can you just get
over Ryder
the fuck over there?
Oh God.
And I'm That's sorry for my need. Mirrors.
Clip. Oops.
Whoops.
Logan, we did a serial killer episode. That was fun.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. And you know what I really love about this? We talked about it before. We've been talking about it for a little bit, but we talked about it before we got on that we want to do a serial killer episode and have an actual theme for an episode. And I'm proud of us for staying on topic.
We stuck.
There were some times where we kind of deviated, but we brought it back and
we brought it right back.
We stayed true.
We'll never not deviate. We'll never stay on the railroad tracks 1,000%. But we did good.
Oh, I don't think we've ever stayed on railroad. There's been times, and I can probably count. This is number 98. I'm going to say 97 episodes where we've gone on a topic and all of a sudden just gone and like hard left or hard right and just in a complete different direction. And we've said, hey, let's go back to that. And of the 97 times, I'm going to say 5, we've gone back and talked about what we were talking about before.
Sometimes we'll cut very rarely, but sometimes we've gone so far off the rails. We'll talk about topic A, we'll make a hard right, you know, a hard Republican, and then a couple more righty Republicans all the way back till somehow it ties back into the point that we left off at, and then we continue straight.
Those are the fun ones, but definitely there's ones where I know that there's our listeners listening to the podcast in their trucks or cars or SUVs or whatever on their way to work going, hey, you were talking about this thing over here and I liked it. And then I wanted to hear the conclusion to it. And then you started talking about how Nick doesn't have any facial hair and that upset me. And I want, these are some of the emails we get that upset me. And I want you to finish talking about this other thing before we make fun of Nick not having any facial hair and not wearing the appropriate sized clothing for his, teenage body. So can we focus on one thing?
Well,
and
I'll
then
tell you
talk
what.
About this other thing, or I just don't have closure. I need closure.
I don't
in
know
my
how
life.
We constant.
I need closure. Those are the emails I get.
Here's what you'll get at Hey Man, Nice Shirt Podcast. You'll get 100% intros. We are betting 1,000% on our intros.
Correct.
And we're about 50% on our conclusions. But every intro is there.
Hang on. We are 100% on intro. We are 100% on conclusion. Our closing, I think, is our strongest. We close well. We do what we talk about our.
I'm talking about individual stories, though.
No, on individual stories, there's 0%. We closed 7% of our.
Hey, we did it today.
Eight.
We did it today, fuckers.
We did a thing. Yay.
Logan, before we sign out, is there anything that you would like to introduce on our audience today? Until next time, peace out, everybody!